we were both in the same one of the same classes at Peter Simmons, and he actually passed away aged 23 in 2011. And he died of cardiac complications, sudden adult death. And it's very, very sad. I joined in with one of the fundraising efforts where they ran the Red Heart Relay. They ran from Eastbourne in Sussex to Winchester in a day. Now, not solo, that should be a relay. And I took part in that, and it was wonderful. And I kept thinking, I'd done a 4-in-4 in career, and I thought this could be a really good vehicle to kind of fundraise. So last year I did a 4-in-4 running along the South Downs Way, which was horrendously difficult. This year, you know, we're going to be running it on road, but for the same cause. It's in memory of Alex, and also to help fundraise and raise awareness for what is a very unknown kind of condition. Lots of young people do suffer, and cardiac risk in the young not only looks to find awareness raising campaigns, but also looks for bereavement counselling for families affected, and likes to really look into how they can raise the profile of ECG screening in young people.
Has it been helpful during your training to sort of have that impetus behind you, knowing that you're doing it for Alex and doing it for this charity? Has it sort of spurred you on?
Absolutely. It's a by its nature, the challenge is supposed to be, well, challenging, but also it's done for compassionate reasons. It's also done because there's Alex was a very sporty guy. He's a tennis coach and player, and his brother is a particularly sporty guy as well, who I knew through work. And the whole point of it being sport related was that it gave people a chance to join in. So with the relay, it was great because everybody could get involved for a small amount of miles or a large amount, depending on what they wanted to do. In my case, I've been saying to people, please, 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 if you fancy running a bit of it or cycling parts of it, or I don't know, going on a scooter, whatever works for you, please join me for bits of it, because it always helps. And and especially when I get to about marathon 3 or 4, I'm going to start needing a bit more moral support on the road. So definitely spurs me on.
Have you got a fundraising target that you want to hit, or are you just sort of seeing how it goes?
Well, I mean, I would like it to be more than this, but I've set a limit of £1,000. I think that would be wonderful to get to. You know, that would be the baseline, really. Last year, I managed about £800, which was good. I think we can go one further. And one of the reasons I wanted to put another marathon in there was because it's another chance to raise a bit more cash and more awareness. And people were great last time. I had some lovely, generous donations for people who I didn't even know. Bumped into 4 people on the South Downs Way who had lost somebody to cardiac problems themselves, and saw what I was doing, saw the vest and the flag, and went, what's your website? And sure enough, get home and there's a £50 donation on the website. You know, little things like that. As much as it is about raising funds, it's also about the connections you make along the way. So,
and you talk about how you're raising awareness of this as well. I mean, it's something we hear about occasionally, this sudden death. And it seems that it is just that very sudden, and people often don't have any idea there's anything wrong with them. And I suppose that's part of the tragedy of it.
Well, by its very nature, the sudden arrhythmia, people pass away quite quickly without any real warning. And one of the things that I've been putting out as my campaign is that we're also hoping to try and fund the instalment of an ECG machine in Royal Hants County Hospital, Winchester, on the basis that so far, if you want to go and get screened, you have to go to the headquarters up in Leatherhead, which for some people is fine. For a lot of people, especially around Hampshire, it's a bit of a way to go. You've got to get yourself booked in, and the teams that do the ECG screening are fantastic. It's just getting people there. In some parts of Australia, they routinely screen school sports teams. They recognise that young people, no matter how fit and healthy they might seem, could have an underlying heart issue. And it's something that I think needs to change. We hear about this when it's in the news. We hear about it when there's a tragedy. And it would be nice if we were hearing about, actually we've got a new machine and people are being screened because it's helpful. And, people could then take precautions, with either their lifestyle or medication, to make sure that these things don't happen as often.
Okay, lovely. Back to the run then. And it's based around pubs.
So I thought by putting it around pubs, we kind of conquer 2 things in one go. Number one, it gives us a meeting point, which we really struggled with last year, because we're running along the South Downs Way, as you can see. It's beautiful scenery. but not very good for meeting people. And especially when you wanted to get a bit of a kind of party going at the end so that you wanted to kind of get there quickly and finish, it was quite arduous. The other good thing is that all these are handpicked, my favourite pubs in and around Winchester. And it gives me a bit of incentive personally to get back there. And suffice to say, I think by the end of each marathon, probably wouldn't mind a pie and a pint, really. So,
are you going to be allowed a pie and a pint between marathons? Is that good fodder to have in between the challenges?
Yeah, there's actually a couple of studies that show that only one or two, mind, you know, in moderation, pints of best ale are actually as adequate a rehydration fluid as Lucozade. And even though these studies are still relatively relatively new, I'm prepared to take one for scientific research.